After the storm, staff from Save the Bay assessed small sand dunes on a beach in Charlestown that help reduce inland flooding. Restoration coordinator Wenley Ferguson says because east-facing shorelines had the greatest risk of damage, she was surprised at the type of erosion they found in Charlestown.
The storm surge was so great that the water was overtopping the small dune and then causing erosion on the backside.
Rhode Island's Coastal Resources Management Council says sand dune erosion was minimal, but high tides that have been higher than usual for at least 5 days after the storm continue to eat away at sand dunes. State officials plan to assess east-facing beaches in Narragansett this week. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.